let's begin. The Bnei Yisrael says that there's a line in Masechet Sofrim. You have it in source number one there. Masechet Sofrim quotes, "Aser lahadlik b'ner yashan." Right, you can't light with an old candle. But what does that mean? You can't light with an old candle. Right, you can light with a candle from last year because it's in the sukkah from last year. What does it mean? Near Yashan. See, he connects it to a thought of the Bali Musar by Megillah. The Bali Musar say beautifully by the Megillah, HaKoreis Megillah LaMafreya Lo Yatzah. If somebody reads the Megillah LaMafreya, which literally means backwards, out of order, Lo Yatzah. We're not Yotzeh if we read the Megillah out of order. Okay, that's the halacha. But some of the Mefarshim explain that it also means, if you read the Megillah LaMafreya and you think the message of the Megillah is just way back when, and it's a story that you read from a long time ago, but it's not relevant to me. It's not that the miracles are at Lo Yatzah. You lost the point. You lost the point of the Megillah. The Megillah is not Lamafreya. The Megillah is today. So the Bnei Yisrael says it's the same thing with the Masechet Sofrim, right? You can't light with an old candle. The message of Hanukkah, the message of the Neros that we light, is Chai V'Kayam, the power of Hanukkah. Comes each and every year. Hine says at the end of the piece, L'remez zeh gam kein tiknu asal adik b'ner yashon, L'ramez, kanal, she'ein l'hab l'grach b'shul mai dahav v'mai seshahaya. We don't light because of the miracle that was. Rak tzorach l'hab l'k mechadosh, k'dei she'yizgala ha'ar gam at of mitzas halakha. Right? Today, it's the power of the nes is even today. Right? So a number of the... I think Rav Dessler says this in one place, but others say as well. The every holiday that on the Jewish calendar is not just a historical memory that we remember something that happened, but the power of that miracle and the power of those days is in that those calendaric days. And the power of the Neis Pach HaShemen is every year on Chafei Kislev. And every year, we have to, it's like a... The Marshal's given is like a stop on the train. Like you come to the Hanukkah stop and you come to the... You're there again. It's the same place. You come to the Pesach stop, there's Chirus in the air. You come to the Shavuot stop. So if you come to the Hanukkah stop, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us and Nisim is in the air every single time. So as we learn the messages of Hanukkah and you go through Sfarim about Hanukkah, we have to try to realize and relate it to us Bizman HaZeh, not just by Yamim Mohen. But make sure we realize that there are Bizman HaZeh messages. So we'll try to talk about one of those messages tonight. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tamid. Some of this, what we're going to say tonight, just heard a shiur recently about the Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. Some of you have spent a couple of summers with him a couple of years ago. So some of the more Hasidic aspects of the shiur and the numbers and some beautiful ideas are from his shiur. And there were some obviously added points that are not to mention that, to give him credit. The Mishnah Maseches Tamid tells us, in source number two, that in front of the menorah there was a stone with three steps. The Evan Haisel of the menorah, Ba Shalosh Malos, Shalach Kohen, Omeidu Meitav Ezeneris. The Kohen went up on those steps to light the menorah. And two questions. Number one, the source for that is very unclear. But the Mishnah doesn't, the Gemara doesn't give a source. There's no Gemara on that part of Maseches Tamid. Tamid has some Gemara on it. But if you look in the Sifri, which is the right, also from the Tanoim, the Sifri in source number 5, Ba'alos Chesaneros, on that pasuk, when you go up to the Neros, Asalo Ma'alot, make for it Ma'alot. So you learn that from Ba'alos, how many? It doesn't say in the Medrash, that's the Mishnah. But the further question is, why do we need steps? It wasn't so tall. We think of the menorah as this huge, like the menorah that they built, the golden one. So that's tall, but if it was... Right? It seems to be like 9, 10 tefachim, the one that was especially in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. 10 tefachim is not so tall. Right? This table is about 10 tefachim. Right? So what do you need the steps for? So if you look in the Melech HaShlomo, quotes the Ravid, source of a 3, one of the commentaries on the Mishnah, Uba Shalosh Malos, Ena Mefarish B'Sifri, Lama HaYashalosh, Lo Dalet, O Chamesh, O Shnayim, and then they left the Mishnah was talking about where they left the oil. So what exactly were these steps? So the Rav Bartanura says, "Keneged Shalosh Ha'alo Shaksuvas Ben Menorah." It says the verb Ha'ala three times by the Menorah. Ba'alos Chasaneros, Ve'halos Neroseha, Ha'alos Nerotamid. So that's where the three comes from. But maybe there's another idea as well. Why there are steps in front of the Menorah. Question one. Question two. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, we know the famous story of Mai Chanukah. Mai Chanukah, source number six. Mai Chanukah, Rashi quotes there, I didn't give it to you, but Rashi says there are Aleza Nes Kavuha. Which Nes? We know there are two Nisim that we celebrate on Chanukah. Interesting to know about the relationship between the two Nisim. The Nes of the Pach Shemen and the Nes of the Melchama. So the Gemara only focuses on one of them. The Gemara doesn't say a word about the Melchama. Alanisim is about the Milchama. But says the Gemara, Mai Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara goes through, as we know the story, B'chafei B'kislev, Yomei de Chanukah, Tvani Yinun, starting from the 25th day of Kislev, are the 8 days of Chanukah, Dolo L'mispeit B'hon, Dolo L'hisanos B'hon, no eulogies, no fasting. Shek Shenichnus Hu Yevanim L'heichal, Timu Kol Hashmanem Shebe'eichal. When the Yevanim went in, they impurified. They did not want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They went around and impurified. They touched every item that they could. When the Chashmonaim were victorious, they found only one pach that had the signet. As we know, it only had one. Fine, and they made it a holiday of Halal and Hoda. Tosas there points out, what tumah are we talking about here that they made it? Tosis points out that this was already post the time that Chazal made a decree that non-Jews had the status of a Zav. Zav is one of the Avos HaTumas, a person who has a Zav. The non-Jews are all Zavim, but they have that status, which means, how does Zav make things tameh? By moving it. So anything that a non-Jew would touch, would move, would become tameh. So he asked Tosas, what'd they find? How'd they find, you know, a bottle that had they know that it wasn't moved? Says the Tosvos, Tzarech Lomar Shahaya Munach Bechosam Bekarka Shalohisitu Bekli. They found it deep buried in the ground. So it's fascinating that they looked there. That's the topic of another shir. The fact that they looked, what, they dug? Like, how hard do you have to look? They didn't take no for an answer. They didn't take no for an answer. Then they looked, and they knew that it wasn't touched, because it was in the dirt. It was in the ground. So they took the oil from the ground and lit it in the menorah. Okay, so that Tosas found it in Ukimta. But maybe there's something deeper about finding the kind of shemen in the ground. Connect this to a Rashi. In Parshas Noach. Rashi in Parshas Noach, you remember? Vayikach Shem Yefes es Asimla. Shem and Yefes went and covered their father. But Rashi points out that it says Vayikach, not Vayichu. So, right, should be plural, not singular. So Rashi quotes, really, Shem was the Iker. Really, Shem was the Iker. Enksiv kan ele Vayichu, ele Vayikach. Limit al shame should amis but mitzvah yosem yefes. Shame really did it. Shame was the one who did it more than yefes. Soloveitchik has a beautiful comment here, getting on our topic, but he talks about the difference between shame and yefes. Ethics versus etiquette. Shame acted out of ethics. He knew this was right. So that's why he did it. Yefes, well, he decided this time, you know, this is what the something that I think is makes sense to me, but you know, not that inherently it's the right thing to do. So our Soloveitchik has that the difference between Shem and Yefes. But either way, what does it say? Shem really did the mitzvah; he was the Iker, and Yefes just followed along. And therefore, later in history, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives schar to the descendants of Shem and the descendants of Yefes. Lokach zachu banav. With Talashal Tzitzis. Shame's descendants were Zoha to Tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis, the Yefes zacha lekvur ubanav, and Yefes, the descendants of Yefes, Yavan, right? They will be zocha to burial in the time of Gog Magog, when many corpses will not be zocha to be buried. Yefes, Yavan, will be zocha to be buried. Etin legog makom sham kever. So it's interesting. The Yavan has to do with the ground again. Right? They found the jug of oil in the ground, Tosva says. And here Yavan's also something to do with the ground. Kfura. So is there something deeper here about Yavan and the dirt and the ground and the kfura and finding the kad and the dirt? So again, question one, what do you need the steps for in front of the menorah? Where did that come from? How did Chazal know that there were steps? Number two, is there any deeper idea about the kad that Tosva says they found in the ground and relating that to the kvura that Yavan had, that Yavan will have in the future, b'shas Gog u'Magog? One final question. The famous machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and this really isn't, it's not one of those, okay, we'll make it famous. This is famous, right? And therefore, you don't have to like use our excuse. Right, the Shabbos Lam Chaf Aleph, machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right, this afternoon, some of my 10-year-old and a couple of friends were over, so we had a short Parsha Chabura and Chanukah Chabura at the end, so I was talking to them, and they knew 1 to 8, 8 to 1. They knew Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So if the 10-year-olds, you know, knew it, so I think it's famous enough. So Tanur Rabbanan, it says the Gemara in Shabbos Chafal. Let's review the Gemara, though. Every year, at least once, twice, we review, because every time we see new ideas. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Ner Ish, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeiso. The Mitzvah of Chanukah is a candle, man and his house. Interesting lashon, awesome. Doesn't say Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Ner. Ner Ish Ubeiso, as if there's a focus on the family. Focus on the family. Also, not for now, but that's an important topic. Ner Ish Ubeiso, that's how it's formulated. Va'mahadrin, Ner Lukal Echad Ve'echad. And Mahadrin, those who are Mahadir after the mitzvos, one per person. V'mahadrin mina Mahadrin, that's the Machlokes. Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. Is the third line going back on the second line or going back on the first line? Is there one Chanukiah per family? That's the Sephardic custom. Is there one Chanukiah per person, per family, and that is the Ashkenazi custom. So, but either way, that's the Machlokas, how to understand this line of the Gemara. V'mhadra v'mhadra b'shamay omrim yom risho malak shmona pinkan ve'elach poches v'holech. B'shamay says 8 to 1. B'shilo omrim yom risho malak achas pinkan ve'elach mosa v'holech 1 to 8. What are the Svaris? Amra ula pligi batrei amoroi b'ma'arava Reb Yossi bar Avin, Reb Yossi bar Zvita. Chad omar Taima de Beis Shammai Kineged Yom HaNechnasim. Interesting, though, two Damoram of Eretz Yisrael have an argument about this. Is that crucial for us? Interesting, does that an important fact that there, the B'nai Eretz Yisrael are arguing about this Machlokas. But Beis Shammai says you go by the days that are Nechnas, the days that are coming, Beis Hillel Omrim, Taima still Kineged Yom HaNechnasim, the days that have left already. Those who are shown a bit might remember I gave a share last year about the Avodah Chodesh Shvat. We spoke about five or six Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Lishitasos relating to potential versus actuality. So either way, the first one is Yom HaNechnasim Yom HaYotzim. V'chad Amar, but we're going to focus on the second one today. Taima de Beis Shammai Kineged Pari Achag. Beis Shammai says, Kineged Pari Achag. The cows that we bring on Sukkos for Karbanos go down one each day, and therefore Chanukah candles go down one each day. And the obvious question that every Baal Agada asks, why do we care about Sukkos? And why do we care about the cows of Sukkos, which are, Chazal say, Kineged Umos HaOlam? Right? It's not even like the next day, Shmi Atzeres, we bring one Kineged Am Yisrael. So what's the connection between Chanukah and Sukkos? And why do we parallel and focus on the Param Ha Par Yachag? V'tamei de'Beis Hillel Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'im Moridim. Beis Hillel said you always go up in Kedusha, Ma'alim Bakodesh. And again, to ask, what is the Nekuda of that Machlokas? Can we relate it to the earlier ideas that we were talking about? So again, the questions, the steps up to the menorah, the Tosfos, the Kad in the dirt, and relating that to the mitzvah of Kvura of Yefes, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what is the Kud HaMachlokes between the two of them? Okay. What was Yavin about? What was the root of the Choshech of Yavin? Right. This is the only galus, as we know, that there was a Beis HaMikdash start to finish. There was a Beis HaMikdash, the entire galus of Yavin. Remember, the four galios, right, that we've been in. Galus Mitzrayim doesn't count, because that's the source of all galus. That's not counted as one of the four galios, galus Mitzrayim. But after that, once we went into Eretz Yisrael, and we had a Beis HaMikdash, so then we have galus Bavel, right? And then we have, in each one of them, there's the king and there's the general. Right, we have Galus Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuzaradan destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, and a couple of years later, after that, Persia takes over, and that is the end of the 70 years, Purim story. They have give permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, Koresh, but again, that's a Galus, because we were still, you know, didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. Eventually, Yavon takes over from Parasumadai during Bayesheni, and then during Bayesheni, Rome takes over, and then Rome rules the world for 500 years or so until right they destroy Bayesheni. The king is who are the kings? Vespasian and Titus. That was the team. Okay, so that's why you're always on Tisha B'Av when you're reading different kinos. Remember which Mikdash are we talking about? Who are the players here in the end of the stories in the Gemara also? Okay. So those are the four galus. So we had a Beis HaMikdash the whole time. So what made it a galus? It wasn't physical exile. We were in Yerushalayim. We were in the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't throwing us out. But as many point out, Yavon is about Gashmius. Yavon is about physicality. It's about focus on the physical. And there's no such thing as the spiritual. We don't recognize it if we can't see it. We celebrate the body. We celebrate the gymnasium. The Beis HaMikdash, physical, beautiful structure. Have your structure, have your architecture, have your, you know, pillars and archways. Beautiful, but it's not anything different than any other beautiful building in the world. Right? They went over Matami, they didn't break it down. They made a certain specific 13 holes symbolically, but really they said we can have it. And that's even the word Yavan. We're going to talk about the word Yavan in a number of ways. But the word Yavan, I think we mentioned this already, Yud Vav Nun, there's no inside to those letters. The only three letters in the alphabet, they're just lines. There's no pnimius, because that's what Yavan believes in. Just the physical, taking away any spirituality, any sanctity. Right? The Medrash tells us in a few places, I gave it to you in Brachos, right? Brachos that talks about the Pasuk in Brachos referring to the Galios. The Aretz says, Sohu Zegal is Bavel. That's one darkness. Shenema Ra'isi es Aretz Vine Tohu. Ubohu Zegal is Madai. Vayafilu Lahabiat Haman. Vechoshech Zegal is Yavan. They darken the eyes of the Jews with their gzeros. What they say to us, they made a decree. Kisvu al keren ashar she'en lechem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. Write, they made a gzera that all Jews had to write on the horns of their oxen that we have no connection to God. We don't believe in God. So why dafka on the horns of cow, of their oxen? So, said in the past, oxen in those days were basically their cars and their wagons. So it was basically a Talmudic bumper sticker, right? What's on your bumper sticker? What you believe in? You know, whatever political. Now it's stickers because you want to ruin the car. Now it's magnets. When I was growing up, it was like stickers. So if you put it on there, it's there forever. You can't like, if you want to change parties, you know, that's. You know, you have to like rub it out, get like nail polish remover, and take it off. But Kisvo Karen Ashor, because this is what we want you to write it. But why? So that's one shot. But maybe there's another idea about Karen Ashor. They didn't tell us to write it on the walls of our houses. Karen Ashor, because maybe they're about the animalistic side of the human being. So dafka on an animal, write it. Because that's what Yavan's about. Yavan's about celebrate the animal in us. Because that's all there is. That's all there is. And maybe it's a little deeper if you think it. Yeah.
Dafka the shore is the strongest animal.
The shore is the strongest. Okay, the shore is the strongest. And it's right. It's the celebrating the ox and celebrating the physicality. And Rabbi Weinberg pointed out that, quoted from other Sfarad, that Yavan is not only the no inside, but he pointed out that it's descending. It's like three descending steps. Because that's what Yavan tries to do. Tries to schlep us down. Tries to schlep us down. And that's what the word Yavan looks like. Right? Takes us down from a floating letter, and it's even the Yud. The Yud is the only letter in the Aleph-Bays that's not grounded. It's floating. Right? It doesn't have a base. You have some wobbly letters the Gemara talks about. Shin, Kuf, Resh. The Gemara says Sheker is Eino Kayam. MS has two strong legs for each letter. Aleph, Mem, Suf. But Sheker, it's a Gemara that says this. A Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dalad. How do I remember that? I don't remember all Gemaras. But what? Kuf Dalad or Wavli. No, that's not how I remember it. No, but Kuf Dalad is all about the Aleph base. That whole Amud of Gemara. It's all about what every letter of the Aleph base stands for. It's the code. The code of the Jewish alphabet. Anyway, so on the... So Aleph and Tav are all strong letters, and Shin. So talk about wobbly, but Yud is the only one that's not grounded because a Yud is Yehudi, a Yud is a Jew, and we could float up. And Ruchnius is something natural for us, and what Yavin tries to do is to schlep us down, take that Yud, and bring it down into the ground, bring it down. The Maharal writes in Netzach Yisrael, just related to this, about the Yud. Maharal writes in Perek Yudalid, he talks about a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis. It's a beautiful Maharal just to know. We're still within the week of Rabbi Hartman being here, so good. So says the Maharal, but this is the Maharal, without the footnotes that I gave you. The footnotes are great, but anyway. Taner Rabbanan, Maaser B'Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Gemara says in Ksubis, the story of B'Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Aisha Yerochev Alachamor, he was riding on a donkey. His students were going after him, right? B'shas Korban. Ra'a Riba Achas. They saw a young girl. She was starving, so she was gathering barley. Barley is animal food. So that already shows how poor they were. They didn't have any wheat. Barley amongst the dung of the animals. She was trying to find a few barley seeds to eat. It's disgusting. Kivan Shirazo, so once she saw him, Nisatva Basaira Vamdalafanam, she went to him, Amrlo Rebbe Parnaseni. She says, Rebbe, you have any food for me? I have nothing. Amrlo Biti Basmia. And he says, yeah, what's your name? Do I know you? Amrlo Bas Nadimun Ben Gurionani. I'm the daughter of Nadimun Ben Gurion, one of the richest, wealthiest Jews at that time, who now lost everything. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai hears this, and now he sees what happened to the daughter of Nadimun Ben Gurion. He says, Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman Sh'adem Osim Ritzono Shel Makom. When you do the Ratzon Hashem, in Kol Uma B'Lashon Sholei Bachem, no nation can be above you. U'Bizman She'ein Atem Osim Ritzono Shel Makom. But if you're not following Ratzon Hashem, Azim Sarim B'Yadu M'Shvela, then you're lower than anybody else. Okay, so you see, we could be on top of the world or the bottom of the world. Ask the Maharal, why the first two words? Ashreichem Yisrael. Is this a good thing? Praised are you, Jews, when it's terrible. Ask the Maharal, what's the Ashreichem? Yesh lo tamua. My lashon Ashrei, to Amar Ashreichem Yisrael. Right, what's Ashrei? Says the Maharal, Hashem made us. We're either all the way on top or all the way on the bottom. That's what a Jew is. Because a Jew has the potential to be so high. The Yud, the floating Yud. We have the potential to fly, to sanctify our lives. I'm sure you know, think of certain individuals in your life that you think are like the holiest people you know. It's like there are some people that are that are closer to being a malach than anybody we know. Mm. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, if you think about it. Right? You think about people in the category. So, Jews, we could be so high. Says the Maharal, this is unbelievable. We're compared to birds. We're compared to birds. Why are Jews compared to birds? Remember the Gemara? Kanfei Yona, the tefillin turned into wings of a dove. But why a bird? Says the Maharal. Because a bird is the only bird, is the only animal that could like soar in the heavens. It could get so like even a giraffe is grounded. A bird could fly, get so high. It's qualitatively different than, you look at a bird and a hippopotamus. It's like, they're both animals, but they're, come on. And yet, says the Maharal, if a bird has a broken wing and it's walking around on the street, it's not going to live too long. Why not? Why is it any worse than any other animal now? So it has a broken wing. Let it walk around. Because it has the wings or its essence. And if its wings are broken, then it's worse than the other animals that can't even fly. And that's the Jew, says the Maharal. That's the Ashreichem Yisrael, that we have such potential. We have the potential to fly. We have the potential for that Yud. Shadover zeh roi latzura liosel yona alkach. Lakach amar shemozer mitzvah shemalka mimuna v'ruma sholetes. Did I give you the bird part? Yeah, the next page. See where it's bolded. Vatorei v'havein ki himshel Yisrael la'of ki ha'of eino kol kach chomri. The bird is not as much gashmi. And I think it's you think about it. The bird is not as gashmi a being as, a hippo or an elephant. She'en lo avas achomer. She'i lo haya bal chomer lo haya parech ba'avir. Because if it was so gashmi in nature, it wouldn't be able to get off the ground. Aval eino of kol kach chomri. U'bishvil zeh ba'atzmo yesh li yisor shtei bechinos. We have wings. We just have to use them. Yavan tries to break our wings. Yavan, Yudvav Nun, tries to schlep us to the dirt. Not just back to like ground level. The Nun Sofit goes all the way in. And that's the power of Yavan, what they try to do. They try to schlep us down. That's why their Schar Lo Asid Lavo is Kvura. Because that's their essence. Their essence is, you want to be in the dirt? Okay. Your Schar is in the dirt. And what do? On Hanukkah, we take the Kad Shemen that was found in the dirt, Tosfos says. And we take it to the menorah, and we go up three steps. Maybe Chazal knew that that's the message of going up. Menorah symbolizes Kedusha. The Yavan is three steps down, the menorah goes three steps up. There are many parallels, again, not our topic tonight, between Ner Mikdash and Ner Chanukiah. Many halachos that we learn from the Beis HaMikdash as a parallel to our lighting the Chanukah candles. Maybe we'll do that one day in Shir next week. But that's the message. The message is that we celebrate our victory, we go up. And maybe that's the Nekuda between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as well. They're both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are focusing on what's the best way to celebrate and to remember the great nes of defeating the Yavanim. You know what Beis Shammai says? Remember how dangerous it was and how they tried to schlep us down. Right? We take the karbanos that parallel and represent the umos ha'olam, and they go down one every day. Keneged parei achag. Beis Shammai says, remember, look what we were saved from. Remember the tumah. Maybe it's like a maschil bignus idea. Remember how low they were trying to get us. And Beis Hillel says, no. Malin bakodesh. Focus on the malin. books of the Malam. Rabbi Weinberg also mentioned Yevon, one more thing. Yevonim nikbitsu alai al yud. They were fighting against the yud, against trying to bring the yud down. And that's what we have to try to go the opposite way. Go the opposite way and bring up. But one other ha'ara about the significance of three. Three steps. Yevon seems to be three steps down. There are other areas where we see three is significant. The Gemara Sanhedrin Sadi Vav. The Gemara tells us the story of Nebuchadnezzar before he became king. The Gemara says, tells the story of Evil, of Merodach Baladan ben Baladan. He was the king of Babel before Nebuchadnezzar. He heard that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was sick, he got better. The Gemara goes through the story. What did he hear? Because the sun didn't set for 10 hours. The day was very long. He's like, what's going on here? Chizkiyahu, the king of the Jews, he got better. He's like, really? Wow, somebody performed such great miracles. I have to send a letter to him. So what happens? Amar, line 6. Ika gavre ki hai velo b'ina l'shdur l'shlama. I haven't sent shlama lechem to him. Kasrulis, he gets his scribes to write a letter. Shlama l'malka chizkiya. Peace to you, chizkiya amela. Shalom l'karta to Yerushalayim. Peace to the city of Jerusalem. Shlom l'alaka rabba. Peace to the great God. And they wrote the letter. And they sent the letter to chizkiya amela. Nebuchadnezzar safri de baladan habi. Nebuchadnezzar was the chief scribe. He was on a lunch break when they wrote this letter. He was on a lunch break. Ha'i shaita l'havi asim. He wasn't there. Kiyasa amr luhu. When he came back, he said to them, Hei chikazvisu, what did you do while I was gone? What did you do? Amrulei, hachikazvisu. They said, we wrote this letter to the king of the Jews, Chizkiyahu, and this is what we wrote. Amr luhu, he says, what did you write? Karisu le'alaka rabba, the kasvisu le'labasof. You wrote the great God, and you wrote that third? You wrote, Shalom Chizkiyahu, Shalom Yerushalayim, Shalom great God? Amar, Elohachik Suvo. No, you got to put God first. Shalom Alelaka Rabba. Shalom the Kadir Shalom. Shalom the Malka Chizkia. He messed up the order. So Amalei, they say, Karinya the Igrisa Iu Levi Parvanka. Basically says, you think it's wrong, you go do the job. You want to stop the Shliach, you start running. And he did. Rohat Basreg. He starts running after the messenger to stop him. Kidderot arba psios, asa Gabriel v'ukme. When he had run four psios, Gabriel HaMalach stopped him. And basically flew him over to catch the shliach. So he couldn't run anymore. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, those psios was what gave the schus of Nebuchadnezzar. Those psios were taken for Kavod Hashem. Il mali ba Gabriel v'emido lo hayetakana l'sonem she Yisrael. If we wouldn't have been, if he wouldn't have stopped him, we would have been goners. Because there would have been even more power that he had. And if you look a little, what do you mean? A little differently, deeper. The Yalkut Shimoni in Malachim quotes the same story, but instead of saying four, it's three. Three psios. Three psios. And also, it's a little more specific. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata pasata shalosh psios b'shul kvodi. I'm in Source 13. You took three steps for me. Chayecha shani ma'amid bimcha shloshim malachim. You're going to have three kings in your malchus. Nebuchadnezzar, his son, what's his son's name? Evel Merodach, and Belshazzar. Three kings. Chavetz Chaim writes, it's really not a machlokes. Really, there were three steps. He started to do a little extra one, like a half a step, but the question is, do you count that as a step or not? Akira without a hanacha. So I'm saying, and that's like the fourth malchus, because who came after Belshazzar? Was the fourth?
Vashti.
So it's like three and a half. But if there would have been a fourth step, we wouldn't have made it. But it's three steps for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this have to do with us? What does this have to do with us? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma, Dafnun Gimel. The Kohen Gadol, when he left the Heichal, he walked backwards. And if we daven, when we daven, we have to go backwards, out of Kavod. You don't just turn around and leave. I heard recently, I forgot where I heard this. Oh, I don't remember where I heard it. That in Rav Huttner's office, he had like a buzzer. You heard this? Mm-hmm. That you had to walk out backwards. If you didn't walk out backwards, he didn't let you out. He's teaching you Kavod Malchus. Teaching you Kavod Harav. When you walked, there are different personalities of, you know, certain Rashi Yeshiva are more teaching the Talmudim about Rashi Yeshiva, and certain Rashi Yeshiva are just, you know, trying to be like one of the guys, Chas V'Shalom, but like, yeah, Nava. But there's different personalities of our greats. But you have to take three steps back. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that by, as we know, Shimon Esrei, the end of the Amida. We have to take three steps back at the end. Out of covet for Hashem, don't just turn around and leave. Says the Magen Avraham, one of the reasons, basically, he quotes a couple of other reasons, one of the reasons we take three steps back, and then what do we say? We dive into the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Nebuchadnezzar took three steps and got to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So we take three steps back, out covet for Hashem. Hashem, we're not just turning around and leaving. We're bowing out of recognition that you're in charge. So, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash. We'll take three steps. V'yu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash. So we see three steps. Three is significant. Three is significant. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, by the sneh. Did I give that to you? Maybe I didn't give it to you. By the sneh, there's a Medrash that says? It's at the top. Oh, there it is, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shalosh Psios Pasa Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu took three Psios to the sneh. So again, what is this? Three signifies a significant movement in a direction. So the Yevanim knew that, and that's why they tried three steps down. We can't go up, so we go forward or backwards for Hashem. But we have models by the menorah. Once in a while, though, we also go up. There's a minhag of Klal Yisrael. When we say Kadosh, 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 three, Kadosh, 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 or the Shlach Kadosh says, Kadosh Baruch Yimloch, also a three. We go up. We go up. The Torah quotes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy when we're saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Our eyes are connected to him in source number 18. Ainli hana ba'olam ka'osa shah she'enehem nesuos be'enai be'enai be'enehem. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, we go up by Kadosh again. So there we even go up three times. Because three signifies a significant movement in the direction of wherever we're going. That's why the Yevanim wanted to go down, but we go up. We go up by the menorah, we go up by Kadosh Kadosh, because we recognize what Kedusha is. Besides the fact that three is so much of our Yahadus, is three. It's not just the Avos, like we say in Nechem Yodea. There's a lot of threes. If you look at the last page, the Gemara talks about this, the Medrash talks about this, right? The Gemara says, Uriyan Tlisoi, the Torah is split into three, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, La'am Tlisoi, the nation, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Al Yadei Tlisoi, Moshe is the third out of three special siblings, B'yoma Tlisoi, the third day of Hachana, B'yarcha Tlisoi, the third month, Sivan, there's a lot of threes. There's a lot of threes in Yadus. Three Avos, Chota Meshulash, but maybe that's also what Yavan was trying to do. To uproot the threes, because the threes are also all Ruchnius. And the threes are all Kedusha. So everything goes back to the name. And it's going down. Our job in Hanukkah is Ma'alan Makodesh. Our job is going up. Our job is to go up the steps. Our job is, Chazal were enacted a mitzvah of a fire. Flame goes up naturally. That's what fire does. Because that's the message of the mitzvah. Yavan tries to pull us down. So much outside in the world is from Yavan. Right, our job is to take from Yavan, right? Yafusa shel Yefes. There are some beautiful things in Yavan that could be brought into Judaism, into Yadus, but it's to bring it up. We bring Yavan up. We don't let Yavan bring us down. So that's why we should be zocha to find the right balance of the Yavan to accept and the Yavan to reject, and be able to take it up with us in order to celebrate Hanukkah in the way that it was meant to be celebrated.
Correct.